Let us begin our evening service tonight as we turn to our hymn books to page 623 in our hymn books. And let us stand together if you're able to.
623.
Has it? Maybe backwards. Look to be on that side. Okay, let us sing together. There's a royal banner given for display. Rulers of the king at an inside fair. We lift it up today, while around someone's we sing. Marching on, marching on, Christ calls everything but Lord. The drums sing, the violins sing, beneath the banner of the cross. To the full main reach and gather at the flood. And beneath his pole as soldiers of the Lord, the truth be not displayed. Marching on, marching on, Christ comes everything but Lord. To crown him Lord and King, lead the banner of the cross. Let's sing number 4. When the glory dawn is dawning every day, living day by day, then before all kings who shall not despair, across the world shall sway. Marching on, marching on, for Christ come everything but love, but the crown him. Toil and sing, lead the banner of the cross. Amen. You may stand up for prayer. Brother John, would you lead us in our prayer, please?
Yes, dear and loving Father, we come before you this evening. We thank you and praise you for the wonderful gift of life that you've given us.
Amen.
We thank you for sending your Son Jesus down across the Calvary. We know that you're the one true God, the only true God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
The great I am is mentioned in the Old Testament, as seen in the New Testament. Lord, we thank you. We ask that you be with this service tonight. We ask that you bless this time of fellowship together and opening up your word, Lord, that as we learn from your scriptures, we'll take what we learn and go forth into the world to proclaim it to those around us.
Yes.
As your word tells us what we need to do. Father, in your name we ask these things.
Amen. You may be seated. And let us continue our good singing as we turn again to hymn number 586. 586. That's the one you not
unless
quite. Okay, let's try the 555 then.
The 155?
Yeah, 555 is the one that's well known. 555 at Calvary. It's 555. 155. That's another 155. Yes, I spend that vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me. I Calvary, mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there tremble at the law I spurn. Then my guilty soul is returned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my body sought for liberty. Calvary. Now I give unto Jesus everything. Then I gladly own him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing. Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was to me. There my body sold from liberty at Calvary. Revelation number 4. Oh, the love that through salvation's plan down to man. Oh, the mighty God for God is plan. Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was deep. Pride and there was multiplied to me. There my body sought for liberty. Calvary.
Amen. We will pass with the announcements at this time.
Amen. Forward to hearing some testimonies tonight of something that you are thankful for tonight, as we thank the Lord for his goodness to us and bring us here. And it says, behold, he cometh with clouds. Thank you. How many have seasonal allergies? Okay. How many have noticed they've awakened in the last week or two? Okay, I've noticed that a lot. Paul shook the tree the other day, last week, and what came out of the tree? A cloud of pollen. So it's all over the place. So I didn't think I had allergies until when I was a kid or a teenager, but my dad would always have allergies. And then when I grew up, I seemed to have inherited those allergies. So sometimes they just take a while to take effect. All right, let's pray for those that are on our prayer list. I had a good talk with Patty yesterday and today. She's doing better, and she had a cold, but she's better from that today. And let's pray that she can make it out on Sunday for the Easter drama and choir music. Let's pray that she can make it out on April 21st. She wants to come. Let's pray for her, and let's invite others to come for that special day. Let's make it a packed-out Sunday as we welcome our friends, neighbors, visitors, family members to hear the good news about Jesus and to be reminded of why we're Christians and why we need to go to church. And then also take these gospel egg hunt flyers to your friends at school. Take them to your friends at school tomorrow. Take them to your neighbors. Invite them so they can come the day before. Then, just by way of other announcements, let us keep in prayer the Good News Club this Thursday. If you can help us out, please let me know again so we have our team for this Thursday. And if anyone wants to go to the ladies' retreat, see Mrs. Rice. Then also pray for Pastor David Smith Jr. and Pastor John Stockton, one of our sister churches, Community Baptist Church. This Saturday, they are getting ordained in Pennsylvania there, in Coopersburg, Pennsylvania. So I will be going to that, and I believe Brother John will as well, and Deacon Hodge is invited to that as well this Saturday. And I believe it's at about 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, I believe, is the start of the ceremony, or 12. So let's pray for Pastor Smith as he gets ordained, and also Pastor John Stockton, two of our good friends of the church over the years. The summer missions trip they did in 2012 here at the church, both of those two men did a lot of work. So we're thankful for them, and we hope the day goes very well for them. Their doctrinal statement checks out well, so I don't see any reasons why they should not be ordained this Saturday. or at least recommended to be ordained this Saturday and then ordained in the service on Sunday. Then, are there any other announcements that need to be mentioned? Any other announcements? Okay, and Pastor Logan, if you have Saturday available, you're invited as well. They're inviting the deacons and staff on the church. So, all right, any other announcements that need to be mentioned? Okay, all right, at this time we'll ask our ushers to come. At this time, as we give to the Lord this evening of our tithes and offerings to God, and we want to hear your testimonies, what you are thankful for, maybe some answers to prayer, maybe some things that you are just thankful that God is doing in your life, maybe how he has provided some need or a blessing you'd like to share. So let's hear them tonight. Come on up, gentlemen, as we give of our tithes and offerings to God. And let us bow together in prayer.
Dear Lord, thank you for the day and help the money about to see. Dear Lord, Jesus, my prayer. Amen.
Amen.
To a closed book, page number 73. At the bottom, my sins are blotted out, I know. We sing one verse, the chorus, and then we stop and open for testimonies. Page number 73 in our chorus books. You should have one before you in the chair. Just ahead, under the chair. Has it? Let's sing it. What a wondrous message in God's word. My sins are blotted out, I know. Just in his redeeming blood. My sins are blotted out, I know. My sins are blotted out, I know. My sins are blotted out, I know. They are buried in the depths of the deepest sea. My sins are blotted out, I know. Who would like to be first to share testimony? John, can you give me a little volume? It's almost off. Can you turn the volume up a little bit higher? Okay. All right, who would be first to share a blessing from the past day, past week? Go right ahead, Miss. Okay, go right ahead, Miss.
Well, Armani, glad you work tomorrow.
Okay, praise the Lord. That's a blessing, Armani, and you will not tell us about it. Are you just shy? You speak.
Oh,
okay.
There.
And where you got his job?
Oh,
praise God. Exactly. So soon you'll be making your own money, right? Collecting your money. All right, someone else with a blessing.
That tomorrow is my 31st birthday.
Hey, amen. Praise the Lord. You're growing up to be a grown man.
Yeah.
You know, more than a grown man. All right, very good. Some more blessings. Anyone else? No one else? Let's take another chorus. Another verse of the chorus we sang. Number 73. Once my heart was black, but now that's dry. My sins are blotted out, I know. Redeeming blood, my sins are blotted out, I know. My sins are blotted out, I know, I know. Sins are blotted out, I know. They are buried in the depths of the deepest sea. My sins are blotted out, I know.
Amen. Someone else with a joy, a testimony. What happened throughout the week or even today? All right, someone else? Let's sing another chorus. Maybe someone will be ready to tell us something that God did for them throughout the past week. My heart was black, but let's go to the bottom one now. I shall stand someday. I shall stand someday before my King. My sins are blotted out, I know. The ransom host I then shall sing. My sins are blotted out, I know. My sins are blotted out, I know. My sins are blotted out, I know. They are buried in the depths of the deepest sea. My sins are blotted out, I know. Right, some of them already tell about the joy they have of knowing their sins are blotted out, and they know that for sure. Anyone else with a blessing, a joy, you can share tonight with us? All right, someone have a chorus you can sing. Your favorite chorus. Tell us. Page. Number 12. Number 12 in what book? The blue book? The brown book? Or the chorus book number 12. Okay. Alright, let's go to number 12. And you're singing the first or the last one? Bottom.
Dare to be a Daniel?
Yeah. Okay. Everyone has it, number 12, your chorus books, Dare to be a Daniel.
Standing by a purpose true, heeding God's command, honor them, the faithful few, all hail to Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose, and dare to make it. Let's sing the second verse. Many mighty men are lost, dare not to stand, who for God has been a host, joining Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have the purpose, and dare to make it known.
Who would like to be a Daniel and to speak up and tell? Go ahead. It's time to give a testimony, not the song anymore, to the end of the song. Go ahead, tell us about the joy you have. Yes, you. All right, let us, we have 5 more minutes before Pastor Rice comes in. So someone has another song, a chorus, or a testimony. Okay, we are going to have another testimony, someone else? We have 4 songs and their testimonies. Okay, Mrs. Lodge, go right ahead.
In Sunday school, I'm a Sunday school pastor, been talking about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane and, you know, the road to the cross and all that, and how Jesus denied him. And we spoke also about...
Gentlemen, you're disturbing our testimony.
Let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And I'm thankful that Jesus did change his mind.
Amen.
So that one day I can know that I have a home in heaven. And that how when he was betrayed by Judas, how his disciples all fled away and Peter followed him afar off. And, you know, that makes me think also that we should not be ashamed of Jesus. They were scared to death because they thought that they would be taken by the soldiers as well. But I'm so thankful that Jesus went all the way to the cross.
Amen. Amen. Such a blessing to know that. Someone else want to share? We still have a few more minutes. If you'd like to tell about your joy, what God did for you. Anyone else had a joyful time in the Sunday school or the morning worship? Did you get a blessing from that this morning? All right. Anyone has a song? Okay, Holly. 59 in the course book. Page 59, the bottom song or the top one? Harry? The bottom. Jesus saves. Saves. We sing two verses. Of the song. Let's sing it. We have heard the joyful song. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. The tiding all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Better news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward is the last command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Give the wind the mighty voice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. The nations shall rejoice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Amen. Jesus is still in the saving business. Someone else want to share? We're not going to have time for another song. Just a testimony. If one. Hello, it's Gary. Go ahead.
I know we pray for our ministries and our local mission field and everything. And the outreaches the church has. And it's been neat, like since the evangelists were here, we saw a different element and more people coming in from like Adult Day Center.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes, you know, you see immediate fruit and sometimes you see additional fruit and it was nice to have Corinne's daughter Deborah here again with her three foster girls. And
yeah.
And Eve has been in touch with me. She's also from the Adult Day Center, and she was hoping to get back here to church again as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we met that one gal, Phoebe. Mm-hmm. So it's just really nice to see more people coming from an outreach and that they can come and be encouraged, and that encourages us as well because, you know, the effort going out and having people in. So
that's a blessing. Amen. Such a blessing. Somehow we at times we think that after evangelistic meetings that no one comes afterward, but the food comes afterwards.
Amen.
And we just have to keep praying that those people who are here and heard the message will be motivated to come out to the services and get additional blessings from God's word. At this time I'm going to turn the service over to Pastor Rice.
All right, it's good to be together tonight as we study the Word of God.
Here you go, Pa. I think you gave it the wrong.
Okay, there's 24 through 27. So you should have all four pages, 24 through 27, but they're two-sided. So you should have two pages, and it should have pages 24 to 27 on it. John 15:16 is where we are tonight. Let's go over there. John 15 and verse 16. Anyone missing 24, 25, 26, or 27? Which 24, 25, we need one up here. John 15 and verse 16 in our Bible. Let's turn there. And let us bow together in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time tonight to look into your Word. We thank you for the preciousness of your Word, that you help us to grow in our Christian lives. We pray you'd help us to draw closer to you by being in your house tonight. We pray if there's any here who are perhaps discouraged, perhaps burdened with trials and tribulations, or whatever else is going on in our lives, Lord, we pray that you'd meet our needs tonight as we study your Word, that you would speak to us through your Word, as you tell us that every time the Word of God is open, that it is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Lord, we thank you that your Word is so powerful in our lives. Help us to love it tonight and let it do its work in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. John 15, verse 16, let's read it together. Jesus said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." Here we have a wonderful promise of Scripture. Here it's one of those condition promise verses in the Scripture. What is the condition that God wants us to meet in this verse? What's the condition? Okay, is everyone there? Kids, are you all there? John 15, 16. Okay, what's the condition of John 15, 16? What is the condition of John 15, 16? Who can tell us? Evan? Okay, that's the condition, to go and bring forth fruit. That means to go tell people about Jesus and bring them to Christ. Okay, what is the promise that we will get if we do what Christ has commanded us here? Wow, that's quite a bargain there. That if we will help lead people to Jesus, that in return, He will give us whatever we need and ask for in life that, of course, is godly. He will answer our prayers, even our deepest prayers. So, wow, what a great promise condition verse in the Bible. So, God's goal is not just for you to go, okay? That activity is missions, according to this writer. God does not want you to bear fruit. Bearing fruit is evangelism. That's what it's talking about here, to evangelize and tell people about Christ. God wants your fruit to what? Remain. This involves what? Discipleship. Okay, so how do we get the people we lead to Christ to stick? To stick to Christ, to stick to a good local church that's preaching and teaching the Word of God. How do we get them to stick? By discipleship. So commission involves three things. First, go. God is first dealing with your vision. Our vision, okay? Are we looking out on the harvest fields as white already to harvest and saying, wow, the potential is endless and wow, there's people that are in my neighborhood that I can win to Christ, Christ says, if I will just be persistent at it. Or is our vision skewered? Is our vision short-sighted, near-sighted, or far-sighted? Let's go to Acts 20 and verse 20 to get our vision back to 2020 vision, okay? We all need 2020 vision in order to see in life, Okay, how many have 20/20 vision? Okay, pretty much most of us, all of us. Okay, how many have 20/20 vision with glasses or contact lenses or maybe, laser surgery on your eyes? Okay, some of us need that correction, and especially as we get older, we'll need that correction to help us to stay as close to 20/20 as possible. And so here we see in the Bible, we need 20/20 vision as well, Acts 20/20 vision. So here it says in Acts 20 and verse 20, it says, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you. It's talking about what? Evangelism or discipleship? No. How I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and taught you publicly. That's discipleship. And from house to house. What would that be? Discipleship or evangelism? Evangelism. Okay, so here, the 20/20 vision that we need to have, Acts 20/20 vision. Okay, there's a lot of things in the Bible that are like this. You know, what's God's phone number? You know, what's the real easy digits to remember? Anyone know God's phone number? Jeremiah 33:3. Just three simple threes, you know? Simple, right? The Trinity. 3:3:3. Well, there's all kinds of neat number things in the Bible that I believe is not just coincidence, but that is, you know, supervised by God himself. Okay, well, here's another one. Acts 20:20. Okay, that here we see discipleship is part of our 20/20 vision as well as evangelism house to house. Okay, that means not skipping anyone. Okay, that if we're going house to house as a church, guess what? We're going methodically through our neighborhoods and seeking to win everyone we can to Christ. Okay, that's part of a 20/20 vision. Okay, that not just discipleship for those in our church, but also evangelism for those outside of our church. And you know what? That's what every missionary has to do on the foreign field as well. Do you realize that? They have to have 20/20 vision on the foreign field. Whatever city they're in, planning a church, whatever city in the Bruner's situation, they have three cities. They're not, of course, doing all three cities at the same time. They have sister churches that he's already planted. So there's three churches and taking care of each of those cities. And so they have to evangelize and disciple those who get saved. Okay? That's what every church has as its responsibility, whether we're here in the States or whether we're on the foreign mission field. We need to have this simple 20/20 vision. Okay? God is first dealing with your vision. Going is always related to obedience. Okay? Going is not an option. Nowhere in the Bible does Jesus say, well, send the pastor out, you know, with someone else, you know. Nowhere in the Bible does it ever leave out anybody in the church. Going involves all of us, and going involves our obedience, okay? So we don't necessarily have to go door to door to evangelize. You can evangelize at the store. You can evangelize at the doctor's office. You can evangelize wherever you are, you can evangelize. But how many of us are doing it currently? That's the question, okay? We need to realize that, hey, evangelism is part of God's important work he wants us to do. Jesus said, I want to answer your prayers. Hey, you have a deep, important prayer need about someone or a health problem about yourself or some other neat, deep need in your life. Jesus says, well, hey, you lead somebody to me and I will meet that need. I will answer that need. I will. There's great power in leading people to Christ, because then Christ will then meet our deepest needs. Okay, so going is always related to obedience. Going involves, A, capitalizing on opportunities around you. Okay, are we capitalizing on our opportunities around us? Okay, kids at school, what opportunities do you have around you at school? Okay, yes, Holly? Okay, tell your classmates about Jesus, tell others about Jesus. How'd it go at the Good News Club? Were you able to make some friends at the Good News Club, meet some new people? Okay, and you helped introduce them to Jesus by your conduct, by your testimony, okay? Same thing at school. We need to have that kind of vision for people taking advantage of opportunities. How about as adults? What opportunities do we have as adults to win people to Christ? Where are those opportunities and how? Okay. At work, okay. In our neighborhood, okay. And Mrs. Hodge has a unique opportunity. She's a home health aide. That's what Carrie was. When she was working before we had children, Carrie would go to the different people in Summers Point, Linwood, Northfield, Agar Township, wherever, Pleasantville, Absecon, and she would do what they needed done around the home with home health aid things, and then also be able to have an opportunity to witness to them. And chances, some people appreciated it, and they said, oh, can you read the Bible for me? And after she'd get all her other things done, she would be able to read the Bible to the clients. And that she enjoyed that. That was a great, wonderful part of her day, was being able to read the Bible with those Christians that were already saved, and then those who weren't saved, try to witness to them. So there's opportunities on the job. There's opportunities in our neighborhoods when we're retired. There's opportunities at the store. There's opportunities at the doctor's office. There are opportunities at our relatives' houses. You know what? It just takes a little courage. That's what they prayed for. Lord, give us boldness in the book of Acts. Just takes a little boldness. Say, Lord, give me boldness. I need boldness. That should be our prayer every day. Lord, give me boldness to share Jesus with them. So creating opportunities in my world, okay, your world, who you touch, where you go, the places you go, creating opportunities there by asking God for boldness. Then letter C, going wherever God calls you. Okay, going wherever God calls you. That's an important part of saying yes to the Lord. Number four, going always involves effort on your part. I've never met somebody who's led anyone to the Lord that didn't have to put themselves out on the limb a little bit. Okay? It doesn't happen, you know, when we go over to the school. It's a little intimidating. You have a lot of, you know, public school kids and public school teachers that may not know Jesus. And so there's always going to be a little intimidation factor. There's always going to be a little bit of, public acceptance. Well, this isn't politically correct. But we don't have to worry about that. We just pray for boldness and speak up. Okay, so if you're waiting for the time when all conditions are right, well, Lord, if you'll just open the door when they'll ask me about how to know Jesus, you know, guess what? It's never going to happen. You're going to wait until we're all dead, okay? We're all going to be dead before someone asks us to be saved. Okay, it's not going to happen. So we've got to literally create the opportunities by saying, Lord, give me boldness at this moment, and then going forward and saying something about the Lord. Okay? There's many ways to bring up Christ in conversation. There's many, many ways. What are some of the ways that you use to bring up Jesus in a conversation or attract? What are some ways that you do it? Okay, let's get some wisdom from those here that have done it for years. Okay? Tell us. Good. Bringing it in from creation. That's good. How good God is. Boy, He gave us a beautiful day today. And then on the rainy days, how do you do it? Same thing. Okay? It's rainy outside, but I'm glad I have the sunshine of Jesus in my heart. Or I'm glad that God is still good, you know? There's ways to do it. How do you bring it up? Okay? We heard Mrs. Hodges' way and Mr. Hodges' way. Yes.
I only went in with a credit card and no cash, and I'm like, was talking to her about the Lord, and I told her about the revival.
Good.
That I went out to the van and got tracked, and now I go ahead and I go to Cuba. So it's like, okay, well, I'll buy something else. So there were like 50 things there, whatever. But I had changed the difference to track and invited her to the revival. And he was happy.
Amen.
I mean, she never came, but it was just really neat. It told me a lesson that how good of a listener am I. And not that I'm waiting for somebody to say something like that, but that to me was just not a coincidence at all. Many times I'll just stand in fact and say to somebody, you know, the social reason about the ministry.
Amen. There's a lot of times where, you know, we're going in somewhere and they'll literally bait us. And the Lord says, tell them. The Holy Spirit's saying, tell them about me. Tell them. And so we've got to listen to those promptings. Good. Yes, Dominique. That was a customer with another customer? One of your workers as a Christian? Ah, okay. Wow. And so, yeah, that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, chances are it's probably just a Christian caring for someone. And our society today is very scared. What was it about that godmother cult that was around here? I can't remember the details. Yes, there was talk of these two women trying to distract one of the mom with kids and to take one of the kids. So it's one of those things where you can't trust people anymore. And so watch your kids like a hawk. Okay, so here's a Christian just taking advantage of an opportunity to pray for someone. And I do that regularly when I'm out. If someone is having a bad day or depressed, I'll offer to pray right there with them, and they like that, and then I'm able to give the gospel, and if they're already saved, then encourage them to come to church. And so we need to take those opportunities as well, and we have a lot of depressed people around us that need Jesus, so we need to tell them of how to get to come to know Christ. Okay, who else? Anyone else want to share experience recently or how you give the gospel? Mrs. Rice.
Actually, her best friend was across the street, and so she's been at the church playground with her children playing, but helping for the church. So when she, hits the door, and who knows what building she might be contacting her again, maybe she'll come to church, trying to encourage her. But you never know. You just kind of, you can do both sounds, like
Yes, yes. And a lot of people will help out a church, but they won't necessarily come, but they'll help out a church or a church ministry. So we're seeing that as well. Anyone else? Who had their hands up? So, yes, Esther. Amen. Amen. Let's follow up those ones that we meet and try to catch them at their jobs again. That's what I try to do. If it's a gas station attendant, I'll go there again just to talk to them about the Lord and try to follow them up, because I've learned so a lot of people doesn't take one time. It takes two or three times to finally get them in. And so let's keep trying to go out. Okay, so going always involves effort on our part. You cannot fulfill your mandate until you are going. Matthew 22:9. Let's turn over there. Matthew 22 and verse 9. Matthew 22 and verse 9. Let's read it together. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. Okay, how many people should we bid to Christ and his marriage?
Everyone.
As many as we can find. Okay, and go into all sections of life and all classes of life. That there is everyone needs the Lord. Mark 16:15. Let's quote that one. And if you don't know it, you can turn there. Mark 16 and verse 15. It says, "Go ye." Let's start at the beginning. Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Okay, so every person is a candidate for the gospel. Number 6, until a person is perceptive of the opportunities, there is no evangelism. There will be no planting. Okay, so a lot of times we can just skip right over our opportunities. Do you realize the Lord has given us opportunities? How often? How often is Jesus giving opportunities?
Every day.
Every day. Every day, all through the day, he's giving us opportunities. He's putting people across our path, hoping that we'll do our job. Okay, so let's not say, "Lord, I'm just waiting for opportunities." No, he's already giving us the opportunities. It's just a matter of us either taking advantage of them and doing it or not doing it, whether we're obedient or not obedient. Number 7, you can possess the knowledge of how to evangelize. I think that's not the problem in Christianity today. Well, I don't know how. No, I think it's more of you can know God's promise that you have the power of the Holy Spirit to equip you to be a witness, but until your will is obedient, all of that knowledge is of no value. Okay, that's why preaching is not just knowledge. We learned this morning about what the marks of the false teachers are and the churches that are churches of Satan. We learned about their marks, and that's good to know all that. But now we have to apply that and say, well, I'm going to help other people get out of those places, and I'm going to steer clear of them myself, and I'm not going to participate or encourage people to go to those kind of churches. Okay, so we've got to then apply that knowledge. Same thing with evangelism. We can know how to lead people to Christ, and there's a lot of Christians that know how but are not doing it. And as a result, the harvest is rotting around us. The harvest is rotting. Page 26. We're on the second page now. Page 26. Number 8. If you never go, evangelism does not take place. We never go. Okay? That's why every week we're reminded to, okay, we have soul winning on Saturday, or we have soul winning on Tuesday. or we have Good News Club on Thursday, or we have Atlantic Adult Day Center on Wednesday, or Meadowview on Wednesday. Why do we do all these outreaches? Well, because it, as a church, it gets us to go. It calls us to a specific date and a time to go. Okay? And that's a beautiful thing. That's what the church's whole job is to do, is to go. You know, if we never have a time and a place to go, if the church never provides a time and a place to meet and to go out into the community to do something for Christ where lost people are, guess what? The church is not doing its job. Okay? Find another church. If your church is not have specific times and places out in the community to go or to meet here at the church to go out to them, then guess what? Your church is not a New Testament church. New Testament local church. It's not providing the times to go. Okay, so it's not people try to say, well, this is too much, or there's an overemphasis here. No, there's no overemphasis. The church's whole mission is to what does it say in Jesus' Great Commission? Go. He has commissioned his church to go. That is our job. Go and preach all nations. And then as we go, guess what? We're going to be more heartened to then support missionaries who are also going. And then and get money for them to go and to fulfill the Great Commission. Okay, so it has to start with us going, and then we will have that burden. Okay, letter B. Second, bring forth fruit. God could have used anything to proclaim the gospel, but he chose who? Us. He could have had angels. You know, it could have been his master plan to endorse angels. Okay, the whole two-thirds of all the angels that didn't fall, you know, they could be going and preaching the gospel. But you know what? He didn't choose that method. He chose you and I. Romans 10:14, let's read this verse together. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Okay, that doesn't mean a pastor. That means a herald, a messenger, a herald. Every Christian should be a herald. That every one of us are called to give the gospel. Letter B, God uses his people to proclaim his word. Bringing forth fruit is always related to evangelism. The going is for the reaping. Okay, Luke 14:21. Let's read it together. Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. Luke 14:23. Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Mark 1:17. Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. John 4:37 and 38. I send you to reap. That's our goal, is to reap. Why are we going out? Well, because we want to plant the seeds, water the seeds, but we want to get specific converts. You know, we're after souls, right? What would we do as a church if everyone who came in our doors, we just said, oh, hi, how you doing? Oh, we're a loving church, and, you know, we're too afraid to tell you about Jesus and how he died on the cross for your sins and how, you know, you're on your way to hell and you need to believe on him. We're too timid to do that. So we'll just tell you how nice of a church we are, you know. What if that was our whole job? Then we wouldn't be ever reaping anything. All people would be doing is coming in and out, coming in and out, coming in and out. And no one would ever stay. Why? Because they never hear why they need to stay. Why Jesus died for their sins and how they have to believe on him. Okay, so our job is to reap. Okay, our definitive... How we determine if we're successful or not is, have we reaped anyone yet this year? Okay? Praise the Lord. Thursday. Was there definitive reaping, Mrs. Gibson, on Thursday at the Good News Club?
Yes, sir.
How many were you able to deal with and lead to Jesus?
Six.
Six, okay. And Miss Pat, how was there definitive reaping on Thursday?
One.
One, was it a boy, right? Liam. Okay, so we had at least seven new kids, probably a little more than that, at the Good News Club this year, and they all heard the gospel, and they were intent. Their minds were zeroed in on their sin and what their sin was doing to God, and how they didn't want to be judged in their sin, and how they wanted to believe on Jesus as their Savior. And they were zeroed, tuned in to believing on Christ as Savior. And they responded at the invitation. They walked up out of their seat on their own. They raised their hand on their own. They wanted to do that on their own. So I'm tired of these ministries that say, well, just give out the gospel and the rest is God's results, you know. No, we're going after a decision, you know. D.L. Moody said, if we're not going after a decision, something's wrong, okay? If we're just giving the gospel and hope they connect the dots and do everything on their own, then we're doing something wrong as Christians. That our whole point is to give them the gospel to lead them to a definite decision of trusting Christ as their Savior. Okay, so that's our job. Okay, letter number four. You have not brought forth fruit until what? According to John 15:16, until what? There is another what?
Christian.
Okay? That we have to bring forth fruit. And that fruit is another Christian. Okay? Let's lead people to Christ. And now, let's go after their families. Okay? With kids, you know, kids can't drive into church and come. That would be great if they could, you know. We'd probably have a lot more people if kids could drive in, right? But they can't drive. So now we have to go after the parents as well of the Good News Clubbers. Okay? And just like Corinne at Atlantic, Carol invited her to come back, and she came back, and turns out she was already saved, and so she was looking for a church, and then followed up with her and called her, and then her daughter Deborah brought her out, and then as a result of other ladies in the church reaching out to Deborah, now Deborah's wanting to come. Okay, so that's our job, is to try to get not just the one person, but get the whole family. When we get the whole family, then they all can come in. So ladies are especially good with ladies. Men can be especially good with the men and young men. Okay? Page 27. And that your fruit should remain. In these last days before the rapture of the church and the second coming of Christ, we must make sure that we do what? We preserve our fruit. Okay, preserve our fruit. Christianity dies if it is not passed on to the next generation. Okay, kids, teenagers, this is where you guys come in. Okay, we can do a good job in this generation of winning our peers to Christ, but unless we're winning some young ones as well, and unless you're winning your friends to Christ as well, what's going to happen when we all get old and keep aging? Okay? That then no one is going to come after us. So your job is to win your friends and your peers to Christ and bring them in so that our church can stay stable. Okay? And Wednesday night, you know, we have a specific outreach to the young generation in master clubs and youth group. And why is that? Well, because they are the future of our church. If we don't teach them and train them how to live as Christians, and if we don't give them the rules and the guidelines to live by, and if we aren't tough on them at times, as well as loving, then they're never going to learn and grow and know how to live for Christ. So our goal is not to just get them to come Wednesday night only, but then to get them from Wednesday night into Sunday. And we saw that this morning. We saw Keith out this morning at church. And so he's transitioning from Wednesday nights now to Sundays as well. And that's what we need to encourage. We need to come around someone like him and say, hey, great to have you with us this morning. Come back next week. Come back tonight. Come back and join us. And that way they can learn to grow. Let's do that on Wednesday nights. Let's say, hey, don't just come Wednesday night. Come Sunday. Sunday. We can pick you up Sunday too. And so that way our preserving our fruit, the next generation. By the discipling process, we are trying to guarantee that our fruit will remain. We must guard young Christians from false doctrine. hey, there's so many false doctrines out there, as we highlighted this morning, that we need to guard them and say, hey, don't go after this group. Don't go after that group. You know, one of the teenagers I'm discipling right now is unfortunately taken off guard by a false teacher. And now that false teacher has kind of shown a little bit for who he is and how he's is not a good teacher, now this young person, guess what happens to this teenager who's following this person? His whole spiritual world is shattered. Why? Because the person he had put on a pedestal and was following now has shown feet of clay. Okay, so we should help people realize it's not a person that we're following, it's Jesus that we're following. Right. And it's the Bible that we're following, not a leader here on earth, not a cult leader or a charismatic person, but bring them to the Bible. Okay, so that can really harm young Christians who are trying to grow in their faith if their leader is shown for having feet of clay. So let's try to help them to get from their, take their eyes from the leader to Christ. Okay, letter B, faith teachers who take up offerings and make merchandise of them. Okay, that on TV. What are some of those faith healers on TV that try to take people's money? What do they say? What do they say on TV? What's that, John? Oh, you didn't say it. Somebody said something over here. Oh, what did you say, Shaheed?
He's a thief.
The thief. Okay, they're a thief. They're saying, if you'll give me money, I'll give you a special prayer that will anoint you and heal you, or I'll send you a handkerchief that will heal you. That's right. Not even the faith healers, but also the other kind of just the positive message churches. Positive message, we can call them cults, because that's what they are. They only preach just a small portion of the Bible, only the verses that say positive things, which is out of the Bible you'd probably have about that much, okay? And that's all the verses they reference, and of course a lot less than even that. They only reference the positive verses, and you just need to be a better you, and you just need to say I am over yourself 7 times, and you need to say that I am this kind of person, and all these self-affirmations. And that's not what the Bible says. Jesus didn't say self-affirmations over yourself. He said, deny yourself daily, take up your cross, and follow me. That's the way to grow in the Christian life. That's the way to go stronger, is to deny ourselves, deny our flesh and what it wants, and take up our cross daily and follow Christ. That's the kind of things we need to hear. The Bible. Okay, so faith teachers, positive message teachers, take up offerings, make merchandise of people, then let her see cult groups who would deceive them with the Word of God, as we talked about this morning. The cult groups, Jehovah's Witnesses, who say, you got to read the Awake magazine in order to grow in our teachings, grow in the Lord. That's absolute blasphemy. The Bible says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. So the way we grow in the Lord and become more mature is through the Bible, not through an Awake magazine, not through the Mormon. What do the Mormons use to help people go in their false teaching? The Book of Mormon, The Pearl of Great Price, which is another little book. Okay, so they have additional books to the Bible that teaches their peculiar doctrines. Okay, and that's something to watch out for. You're going to say something? No? Okay.
They have levels.
There's somebody that I knew when I was in Hong Kong State, and her husband was ripped away from their family because of the Mormon teaching. Truly, she said that they even have a special thing that's almost like a KKK where they go and it's just fur and like holy underwear. You know what I mean? It's just like the, it's about the themselves, and it's very self-focused. And they're, this was a now a single mom struggling to take care of her kids because their husband was ripped away from their family due to this Mormon cult. And they kept, the more that he fought against his family, the more praise he got. That's how he climbed up in that level. And it became like a special little secret club kind of a group. That's what, that thing happened and everything. Just because he was so, he became so holy, he was living with his wife and children.
Yep, they teach, if any group teaches that you should, you know, leave your wife and kids, that is the doctrine of devils as well. That he is worse than an infidel if he does not provide for his wife and kids. Okay, so that doctrine is not of God. All right, let us bow together in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to learn from your word tonight, how we can witness, how we can go out, how we can tell others about you, and then how we can help them to grow. Lord, we know that that is not an easy job, and it takes work week in, week out, and the ones that seem to be getting it at times will take steps back and will disappoint us. But we are thankful that you are still at work in their lives, and they can never, as Christians, they can never lose their salvation, but they can come back to you. Lord, help us to love on people and be patient and kind and loving, caring, and also helping them at times, rebuking them at times, exhorting them and reproving them so that they can see the things that they're doing in their life is not working, but they need to do it God's way. Lord, give us a heart for people. Give us a heart for your word, and we pray that you would help us to love you more and more each day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let us turn to our hymn book as we close this service. No, we are done with those. You can keep those as your notes and refer to them from time to time. It's always helpful to have good Christian notes that you can keep in a certain place in your house to be reminded of certain teachings. Let us stand together as we sing. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Number 618. Number 619. And let us stand up for Jesus this week. Ask him for boldness, so we can obey what he has commissioned us to do.
guess what? We'll be rejoicing in the rest forevermore. But now is the time to work. Now is the time to go forward for God. Let us pray for our loved ones, family members, friends, and try to get them all out for Resurrection Day this year. Let us close in prayer this time, and I'm going to ask Brother Bob, would you close us in prayer?
Father God, Lord, we thank you for this tremendous day that we've had around your word. We thank you this morning for a pretty comprehensive overview of the way the evil world and those in it are working to dissuade us from what you have called us to do. We just ask, Lord, that you would keep us ever mindful of these things, that we might know the true workings of their secret deeds. We thank you tonight for giving us a basic building block approach to why you want your work done as you specify, because we know that this is the only way that it will hold up. And we just pray, Lord, that we would be able to continue to do your work and to remain strong in our own lives, that we might be able to be useful as disciples to those that we would tell of your Son. And we just thank you so much, Lord, for allowing us to do this, because this is the full circle purpose of our being here. And we just thank you, Lord, for including us in it. We just pray that you would be especially mindful of this ministry as we attempt to build it on into these perilous times that are upon us, the fooling around with one world governments and Nazis and commies and all the rest of this. Lord, we know that the fruit of that is nothing but destruction. We just pray that you would keep this country from going that way. And we just ask that you would maintain the freedom that we have here so that we can be free to continue bringing your word out as you tell us to do. And we just pray that you would be with each of us and that you would suit a blessing to each gift as it is used by each giver as we seek to do your work. And we just ask that you would guide and direct us in the way that you would have everything to turn out for you. And we just ask these things this night in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.